The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Lily Defo. In the headlines, Chairman of National Media Commission rationalizes need for public to pay TV license fee as GBC rounds off 80th anniversary lectures. Media cautioned against painting gloomy picture of economy. VRA optimistic of ending load shedding by the end of year. Today marks third anniversary of passing of late President John Evans Atta Mills, and 40 African migrants drowned off Libya's coast. The news in detail. The chairman of the National Media Commission, Ambassador Cabral Blay Amihie, has justified the need for the payment of TV license fee. He said it is equally important that GBC takes the lion's share of the license fee. Ambassador Amihie was delivering the sixth and last in the series of lectures marking the 80th anniversary of GBC. Ambassador Amihie noted that even though GBC may not be comparable to BBC in terms of output, the corporation is not ineffective, as some critics would want the nation to believe. He said GBC has had and will continue to have great impact on the nation, serving as a rallying point for the citizens and promoter of Ghana's identity. A report by Bubu Klinogo.
Ever since the National Media Commission and the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation announced the resumption of the collection of the revised TV license fee, GBC especially has come under a barrage of attacks from politicians, social commentators, and even journalists. They described GBC in the most unpalatable terms, but the chairman of the National Media Commission, Cabral Blay Amihie, said the attacks cannot be justified. He said BBC is a shining example of a thriving public service broadcaster funded mainly through TV license fees.
GBC is new BBC, but it is not as useless and irrelevant as some will make us believe, and has over the years been doing many of the things that BBC does so well to applause from us. In fact, the BBC we all like to praise as a model in broadcasting has achieved its reputation because of the TV license fee British citizens have paid over the years, irrespective of whether they watch BBC or not. It is TV licenses that enable BBC to broadcast special programs like Hard Talk to its former colonies in the world. And I want to argue that BBC's full potential has often in our history been truncated by underfunding from the state, which incidentally gave the public service mandate. But let me repeat, BBC is not as useless as some will have us believe. It was once Ghana's soft power on the African continent, with its external service broadcast to Africa.
Mr. Blay Amihie observed that GBC has been a godfather to a number of private media houses and respected journalists in the country.
GBC has defined us as a nation by allowing major and minority tribes such as my own to have a voice and access to radio and television. Accra is a Da Adangbe land, but what do you see? It is swamped with radio stations which use tree, and so there's an anomaly there. It is GBC that has allowed the Ga-Adangbe community, owners of the national capital and its environs, a chance to have a voice with a dedicated radio FM station, Ogbunu FM. GBC is made up of the 10 regional radio stations that rural communities listen to and identify with. GBC is also the training school that has over the years produced broadcasters for itself and the entire broadcasting industry. We have been told so much about the migration from analog to digital broadcasting. Ghana missed the June 2015 deadline, but we'll have to migrate by next year. For those who may not be aware of, it is the nationwide technological infrastructure of GBC which is providing the biggest platform for Ghana's migration process. GBC is the station that provided the basis for the takeoff of Joy FM and Metro TV, and its base serves a lot of private stations in the industry.
The National Media Commission chairman reiterated the point that despite the challenges, GBC has been of significant importance to the nation.
GBC, with all its constraints, is a platform that defines us as a people, which provides unbiased, objective, and nationalistic programs. GBC has been a promoter and preserver of our diverse culture. It is through GBC that many people see their cultures, be it Kunduma, Fashe, Homo, Kubechocho, Damba, what have you, on television. If it is Farmers' Day, it is GBC that broadcasts and celebrates the contribution of our farmers to national development. by free broadcasting the 8-month election petition in 2013, which others have done for high fees, GBC kept the nation glued together, deepened our democracy, and helped prevent any disaster as ordinary Ghanaians soaked themselves in pink sheets and covered themselves with better and further particulars. The public broadcasting of sessions of parliament and the work of some committees, such as the PAC, that is the Public Accounts Committee, certainly does not harm our governance system but fosters it. Our creative arts, the Osofodazis, the Odis, have indeed benefited from the platforms offered by GBC all over the years. And like the BBC, GBC develops skills and talent in front of the camera and beyond the camera that other broadcasters often end up using.
He challenged those kicking against the payment of the TV license fee to approach Parliament to have the law either amended or repealed, but he warned that that will come with grave consequences for the nation. He gave the assurance that the NMC would ensure proper and judicious use of every money to be accrued from the TV license fee.
Bubu Klinogo reports, and meanwhile, the Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, is inviting the public to the corporation's open day tomorrow. He said the day will be an opportunity for the public to have a look at the obsolete equipment that GBC technicians have to handle in order to broadcast to the nation. He believes that experience will further convince the public on the need to pay the revised TV license fee to enable GBC to purchase modern equipment.
On Saturday, 25th July 2015, we have an open day and you are all invited so that you can see what we do, how we do what we do or have done over the years. Come and appreciate the magic and dexterity of GBC technicians who continue on a daily basis to perform magic by coaxing obsolete, overstretched and tired equipment to provide sound and pictures for the education, information and entertainment of Ghanaians. In the absence of regular, guaranteed and secure funding, GBC has survived. Imagine what we will do with funding. In the future, a reinvigorated, re-energized, refreshed GBC will make all Ghanaians proud for all the right reasons.
Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe. And staying with the media, Deputy Minister of Finance, Kesel Atufoson, has cautioned the media against painting a gloomy picture of the economy, saying this has the potential to affect individuals, businesses and the country as a whole. Speaking at the GJA BUSAC Advocacy Workshop on the Role of the Media in Private Sector Development in Accra, Mr. Folsom said, despite current economic challenges, there are positive developments that should be highlighted to sustain growth in the economy. Here's a Business Dex report.
The GJA BUSAC Advocacy Program is a year-long project aimed at sensitizing the media to take up the role of highlighting challenges in the private sector. The workshop, which is the second in the series, was on the theme, using the media to raise comprehensive coverage of challenges facing the Ghanaian private sector. Deputy Minister of Finance, Kesel Atufoson, reiterating the important role the media plays in the development of the economy, and Twitter journalists to change the negative narratives and also balance stories by projecting the positive development in the economy.
We have seen a major improvement in the challenges that we are going through, and in fact the consolidation effort that the government is going through, we have actually witnessed some good numbers coming out, and we believe that things are changing. The economy is recovering. In some cases I see a total recovery, but this information is not actually out there. But I believe that the time has come for us to change the narrative, because obviously whatever happens to us as a country, as long as the economy is concerned, affects businesses. There's the need for us to send the positive news out there. Oftentimes we talk about challenges of the economy, we forget about the good side. Let us not talk down on the economy that we are all part of. Let us change the narrative. Let us go out there to start talking about the good news. That indeed will go a long way to support me and support you. We're able to create employment for me and you. Obviously, if the private sector succeeds, we all succeed as one.
In a keynote address, the Minister of Trade and Industry, Dr. Ekospil Gabra, called on the private sector to partner governments for mutual benefits. He said government alone cannot undertake projects, hence the need for the private sector to come on board as government strive to create a conducive environment for business activities. The president of the Ghana Journalist Association, Afomoni, highlighted the essence of the workshop.
The decision of the GGA to advocate the development of the private sector is to build on the experiences of the two previous projects to sustain the interest of the media with regard to the larger economy, using the same strategy to raise coverage of the Ghanaian private sector, which without argument is the engine of growth of the economy. The GGA has happily observed a substantial upsurge in media coverage of the private sector and has since July 2015, under the new project, replied the weekly business discussion program, Business Advocates on Ghana Television. It is our hope that the GJ Busak Fund project will strengthen the input of operators of private sector in government planning and motivate media houses to undertake private sector advocacy.
The fund manager of Busak, Nicholas Jibera, for his part, challenged the media to set agenda to push stakeholders to come out with policies that will bring positive changes in the economy.
And that was a report from our business desk. Accra Brewery Limited ABL has presented a check for 20,000 Ghana cedis and 155 cartons of assorted ABL products valued at 4,000 Ghana cedis to support the Ghana Journalist Association Awards Night scheduled for next month. The Corporate and Legal Affairs Director of the company, Ajoba Chiama, said the presentation forms part of the company's corporate social responsibility.
Making the presentation, the Corporate and Legal Affairs Director of ABL, Ajoba Chiama, lauded the media for their effort in disseminating information to the public. She said the company has supported the GGA consistently and will identify people who are striving for excellence and hard work.
We believe that business thrives in a society where the ideals of freedom of expression, the support for free media, where the media holds business accountable, holds government accountable, ensures that everybody does the right thing. For that reason, we've always supported the GGA especially and other media groups. We've been doing this for the past 8 years, and it's because we feel that the GGA needs our support to become stronger and better. This is not the only program that the GGA holds that we support. We support the other programs, also supported them every year with the celebration of the World Press Freedom Day, because we believe in the ideals of press freedom.
In a short remark after receiving the donation, the president of the GGA, Alfred Money, expressed appreciation to the ABL for their consistent support for the media fraternity.
For 8 years and with unfailing regularity, Accra Brewery Limited has been supporting the GGA handsome cash donations and quality products. All this demonstrates the paramount importance they attach to media development and the reward of excellence in the media. We believe that the press awards are not only to celebrate the finest and the brightest in the media. They also serve as a barometer to measure the commitment of Corporate Ghana to the growth of the media.
You heard the president of the GGA, Roland Afil Morning. The Volta River Authority says it is determined to solve the power crisis by the end of this year. It is therefore investing several millions of dollars into additional power generation, especially thermal. The corporate communications manager of VRA,
the country, is optimistic of bringing relief to Ghanaians as it has pumped millions of dollars into thermal plants to serve as an additional source of energy apart from hydro. Currently, the VRA has started two separate projects in Tema and Kpong, which are at different levels of completion, to add up to 260 megawatts. The country for some time now has been going through energy crisis due to population growth and generation shortfall. Speaking to journalists on a visit to some power plants, the corporate communication manager, Mr. Fletcher, believed that things will improve by December this year.
The new project that we're adding will give us anything close to 260 megawatts additional, something we don't have, we're just about to have. And the good news is that we get that power come on stream this year. I mean, before the end of the year, they've told you in KTPP, you're looking at October, November, and then in Tema-Tema, you're looking at November. So pretty good news that I think Ghanaians deserve to know.
He, however, debunked the notion that the continuous fall of the water level in the Akosombo Dam will spell the doom of the dam.
The rate of drop of the level has reduced. What it tells you is that although we are still drawing water, you have a bit of water coming in as well. So, for example, the amount of water we have today, we're able to run 5 turbines instead of 4 turbines. What it tells you is that if we were running 4 turbines as we were doing some time ago, we'll be having, you know, an improvement in the water level. So you have water that at some point you couldn't run 5 units, but now you're running 5 units, although it is still at that level.
The acting plant manager at Tema-Tema Power, Darlington Austin Ahumble, explained the economic benefits of the expected additional megawatts.
Whilst we push to add supply, the demand is also growing. And it's good for the economy because once we enter into the middle level income status, the economy grows, the investors will come in, and then they will need energy. Energy has to drive the economy of Ghana. So it will ameliorate it to some extent, but that doesn't mean we should just step hands down. We should move and add more capacity because that is what is going to drive the economy.
Power stations visited by the media were Akosombo Hydro Power, Kpong Generation Plant, Tema-Tema Power Complex, and Kpong Tema Power Plants.
Ejona Mensah's report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: Chairman of National Media Commission rationalizes the need for public to pay TV license fee as DBC rounds off 80th anniversary lectures. Media cautioned against painting gloomy picture of economy. Very optimistic of ending load shedding by the end of year. Today marks 3rd anniversary of passing of late President John Evans Atta Mills, and 40 African migrants drown off Libya's coast. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. Parliament has approved the 2015 Eurobond financing plan. The up to $1.5 billion agreement is to help in the management of liabilities and general budgetary support. The Minister of Finance, Seth Tekpe, made the request for Parliament to give a green light during his presentation of the media review budget on Tuesday. Parliamentary correspondent Augustus Okwe reports.
Government issued a similar bond in 2014 for $1 billion. Due to unfavorable market conditions, a planned refinancing of the 2017 Eurobond was shelved. The 2015 Eurobond is therefore designed to achieve the refinancing objectives of this year's budget. It will also provide cheaper and long-term resources for financing the budget. The anticipated money to be raised is to be used for domestic and external debt financing. Of the $1.5 billion to be realized, $1 billion will go into general budgetary support. The rest will go into liability management. Mr. Tekpe assured Parliament that the issuance of the sovereignty bond will not greatly increase the country's debt stock, as it will mostly replace liabilities that is already included in the public debt portfolio. He said the bond is expected to be redeemed between 2023 and 2026. The Deputy Minority Leader, Dominic Mitiwo, was not happy about continuous government borrowing. He said, going forward, the minority will demand detailed briefing on the impact of debt sustainability and the country's economy before endorsing to contract more loans. Mr. Mitiwo called on the Minister of Finance to brief the House on the status of money realized for the National Infrastructure Fund.
Augustus Akwe filed that report. A reviewed cybersecurity policy and strategy is ready to be laid before Parliament for consideration. The policy targets 8 new areas, which include cybersecurity, emergency readiness, compliance and enforcement, effective governance and international cooperation. The move is to help properly address cyber threat issues in ICT development policy that is being used presently in the country. The Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omonibuama, who was speaking at the validation workshop on national cybersecurity policy and strategy in Accra, calls for cooperation from stakeholders to ensure that the internet becomes a threat-free zone. Bella Ijakwa has more.
Survey reveals that
About 150,000 computers globally are being disrupted every day. The Minister of Communication, Dr. Edward Omanibuama, said Ghana is collaborating with multilateral agencies to deal with the issues of cyber threats. He said the internet and the fight against cyber threats demonstrates how tricky the situation can be because small countries like Ghana can be affected. Dr. Obama therefore called for unity among stakeholders to handle cyber security properly because, moving forward, the internet has a lot to do for mankind.
This is critical because as we move from IPv4 to IPv6, we are going to have a lot more things beyond our mobile phones and all connected to the internet. The internet is going to do a lot for us. People are going to sit elsewhere and open their closets at home via the power of the internet here in Ghana. Great systems are going to be more functional as a result of the use of the internet. And Gridco here in Ghana is even working towards using the SCADA system to help in monitoring. Our banks, educational institutions, the traffic light systems and all. If for one moment these systems are disrupted, what is going to be the impact?
A member of the Review Policy Committee, Eric Akumia, explained some of the strategies to be used.
For research and development, we have developed a national R&D roadmap for cybersecurity, identified the technologies relevant and desirable for the CNII, provide domain competency development, nurture growth of cybersecurity industry, and of course, update the roadmap regularly. Compliance enforcement, develop a risk management framework around all the, and these three standards that will be enforced to make sure that we are always protected from being hit, or even when we are hit, we can quickly recover. Engage in relevant international cybersecurity meetings. Prioritize international engagements.
And that report was filed by Bella Ejakwa. The Ghana National Association of Farmers and Fishermen says it is rejuvenating the structures of the association to prosecute its core mandate of ensuring food sufficiency and security of the country. The chairman of the National Provisional Executive Committee of the association, Patrick Alou Ndabia, stated this at the National Delegates meeting in Accra. Yaya Kwamwa reports.
The chairman of the National Provisional Executive Committee, Patrick Alou Ndabia, said politicization and challenges of funding have rendered the association ineffective over the years. In view of this, a 7-member constitutional review committee was formed and has up to 30th September of this year to complete its work. Mr. Ndebia said the committee is leaving nothing to chance to revamp the structures of the association to prosecute its objectives. He has therefore called on the government, corporate bodies and institutions, as well as NGOs, to support the association. He warned that individuals who are using the name of the association to register farmers and collect money should stop from the practice.
People have assumed as not executive, registering farmers and fishermen, collecting money. We want to caution them that no farmer or fisherman being registered to pay money to any registering officer. Our registration is free, and therefore, a farmer or fisherman should resist if something is demanded from him as a registration fee. So this committee is going to quickly review all these proposals to add pieces to it, so that by September, and then we must be able to complete these pieces so that we can leverage on that. The challenges that we've been facing over the years have been politicizing the association.
NAF is poised to register more than 4 million farmers by the end of this year.
Yaya Kwamwa reporting. A presidential staffer, Dr. Clement Apak, has defended President Mahama's inclusion of Madame Ekuia Donkor in the trip to Italy. He said Ekuia Donkor is a citizen of Ghana and has the constitutional right to travel with the president as and when her expertise is needed. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Dr. Apak said the trip to Italy was about how to add value to raw products, and there is every justification to include Madame Donkor, who is a farmer by profession. He was, however, worried that the opposition is reading political meaning into it, saying she is doing a good public relations work for the NDC. Today is exactly 3 years since the passing of Professor John Evans Atta Mills after a short illness. He served as president from 2009 to July 2012. In a message to commemorate his third anniversary, the Eastern Regional Chairman of the NDC, Bismarck Teria Boateng, said the political tension in the country was calmed when Professor Mills became president, and that earned him the name Asomdwehini, as he constantly preached peace. Without Professor Mills, Mr. Boateng said Ghanaians would have forgotten about the first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, who fought for Ghana's independence. He said Professor Mills is gone, but will always be remembered for his intelligence and contribution to the NDC and Ghana as a whole. And now to some foreign news. 40 African migrants are feared drowned when their rickety boat sank off Libya's coast. The survivors told UN and aid agencies that more than 120 people were on the boat when it started taking in water. A number of people, including women and children, drowned in the chaos that followed. Nearly 90 migrants were rescued and later arrived in Italy. Spokesperson for Save the Children said all of the migrants are believed to have been from sub-Saharan Africa, including Senegal, Mali, and Benin. President Barack Obama is due to land in Kenya later today. He said he'll be speaking bluntly against corruption and human rights violations in Kenya, as well as defend his advocacy for gay rights following protests in that country. Meanwhile, President Obama has admitted that his failure to pass the common sense gun safety laws in the U.S. is the greatest frustration of his presidency. To end the news, the main points again. The chairman of the National Media Commission, Cabral Blayamihie, has rationalized the need for the public to pay TV license fee. He was speaking at the last in the series of GBC's 80th anniversary lectures in Accra. Mr. Blayamihie pointed out that even though GBC may not be comparable to BBC in terms of output, the corporation is not ineffective, as some critics would want the nation to believe. Deputy Minister of Finance Kesel Atufosun has cautioned the media against painting a gloomy picture of the economy because it has a tendency to impact negatively on businesses in Ghana. The VRA says that it is optimistic about solving the power crisis by the end of this year. The corporate communications manager, Samuel Fletcher, who took the media on a tour of its power stations, said investment into additional power generation is expected to bring on board an extra 260 megawatts of power. Today marks the third anniversary of the passing of late President Professor John Evans Atta Mills. Family sources say the late president was not murdered, but died from a natural cause. And 40 African migrants are feared to have drowned off Libya's coast. That ends the news from Radio Ghana.